My favorite's a sassy black lady be like, mm-hmm, or oh, snap, over there to the left.
A modern podcast where Chris and Mike talk about TV, movies, superheroes, and everything in between. It's time for Superhero Slate.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Superhero Slate, the show where we run down the latest superhero entertainment news.
We love TV, movies, and superheroes, so let's talk it all out.
My name is Chris Dillard.
And my name is Mike Royer.
And Disney's D23 finally happened this year.
Finally.
And we got so much news on Marvel, Star Wars, other Pixar films, and a lot more.
Ooh, I'm back from the wilderness, and I have no idea what happened this weekend.
Yeah, you picked a hell of a time to go off the grid.
Oh, I'm kind of excited, honestly, just because I think everyone else who is interested in this type of stuff already knows all the news. But I was out camping. I was in the middle of nowhere by a giant lake, and my phone was like turned off. I didn't even really get any service anyway. I'm surprised I even got one text message out to you. But
yeah, I was really surprised. I'm like I'm just not gonna text Mike until we talk tomorrow.
Yeah, so like I have no idea what's going on. I have not been on the internet. I even stayed away from Reddit and Facebook just so I could go into this fresh. So this will be really fun. We'll get to see my reactions. I think I've heard like a small fraction on maybe some of that Pixar news, but that's it.
Yeah, and that was a lot of Friday stuff. So You missed the big stuff yesterday. Mike cannot see the show notes currently.
Yeah,
he does not know what's coming. Yeah, and that's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah, I'm gonna like scroll down into them once we start.
Yes. Oh, you know what we never said? I never said on the show that I asked you to be my best a groomsman in my wedding.
Oh yeah, you sent me I wasn't really as like creative as you were when I sent out stuff. I made like a Facebook group and I just made like a little graphic. You actually like sent us like masks in the mail, and if we wanted to accept to be in your party, we had to put the mask on and send you a picture.
Yep, the superhero selfie.
Which I didn't even know. Like, I didn't even read the instructions. I just saw this mask and I just put it on. I was like, oh, I'm going to take a picture and send it to you.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, great. And you accept and you're like, what? Wait. So you were actually the first one to send back. I still have one more to give out. So that's exciting.
Yeah, at least you're more creative than most people. I mean, like, so it is awesome when like geeks get married, and especially whether like one of them is not interested or not. Everyone always has the same cliche photo though, where they put like the superhero T-shirt on and then they like open it up from underneath their stuff. So like this was more creative.
I can't stand those superhero like revealing tuxedo shirts or whatever.
It's so cliche by now.
It's overplayed. We're gonna have fun with that. But I just want to let people know that. As a groomsman in Mike's wedding, Mike will be one in mine.
Yeah. What other masks did you send out to people? You have to like hunt down
enough
unique ones?
So I have you got Captain America.
Okay.
There's a Hulk, mm-hmm. an Iron Man. I have Star-Lord from my Halloween costume. Spider-Man.
Okay.
And lastly is Thor's hammer for the best man.
Oh, gotcha.
Because he is worthy.
Oh. So, that's good.
There was some thought process going on with this, actually.
Oh, excellent.
So once I get all those in, I'll have it on my wedding website so people can check those out.
Oh, sweet.
So, all right, well, let's kick this off. Let's get into the news down here.
All right.
I'm going to look at the whole list. Mike, you can scroll down if you want.
All right, surprise me here. All right. I just got the first little note here.
Okay, so Disney's D23 updates. We're going to start with Pixar stuff since you're a little more informed.
All right, lay it on me.
So they released the movie posters for their upcoming slate of films. We've seen trailers for The Good Dinosaur.
Yes.
Finding Dory, we knew was coming. Mm-hmm. The Finding Nemo sequel. Toy Story 4, we've talked about. Uh-huh. I didn't know they were doing Cars 3.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of seems pointless. And Incredibles 2 poster is finally out.
Okay, so we just got an announcement of the films, and we got one poster.
What do you mean? Like...
Well, because I've seen I saw that they dropped an Incredibles 2 poster, but yes. I wasn't sure if there was like a Finding Dory poster or not.
Yeah, I've seen that one for a while. They kind of expanded on the cast a little bit there. Mm-hmm. Married with Children's Ed O'Neill, who was, you know, I think it was Ted Bundy or whatever his name was.
Yeah, he's like in Modern Family right now.
Yeah, yeah. He's an octopus in that movie.
Oh, okay.
Toy Story 4, they've actually given us a little bit news on that. It's a love story between Woody and Bo Peep.
Okay.
It's actually not, like, continuing the story. It's more of a standalone kind of thing.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and they also announced Toy Story Land for Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a whole attraction built around Toy Story stuff, which I think is pretty cool.
Wait, so are they building it at Disneyland out here in Los Angeles?
Oh, well, there's Disney World and Disney at Hollywood Studios, I'm pretty sure. So I think you'll get one, and we'll get one in Florida.
Okay.
which, you know, we have more information on that later. I can never tell the difference between the two. Uh-huh. But, like, it's Disney Hollywood Studios, and I think that one's in Florida.
Because isn't there... Okay, yeah, it is. Because I was going to say, if it was going to be up here, like, Disney doesn't really have a ride that goes through their studio. They just have Disneyland, so.
Yeah, and, you know, like, this is the kind of thing, there's going to be, like, a Slinky Dog, like, roller coaster ride.
Uh-huh.
Alien saucers, like, from, like, the little green aliens, you know. Uh-huh. The Crawl. And other, like, Toy Story Mania games, so.
Oh, that's good. I'm really curious if anywhere in these show notes there's news for, there's news for a Marvel theme park, but don't tell me, don't give me any sort of hint. We'll see if it comes up, but it sounds like it's going to be a worthy investment to get some plane tickets down to Florida.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're going to spend our honeymoon in Disney, so I don't think they'll have it up by next year, but it'll give me a reason to go back.
it's a reason to postpone the wedding in case you start to get cold feet. Well, yeah. Baby, no, I just we need to be able to go down there when the stuff is built.
Exactly. Or we could just meet up to hang out down there. Be like, hey, Mike, let's go to Disney.
Oh, yeah. My wife is dying to go to the Harry Potter world down
there. Oh, of course. Of course. So. Next up, some more Disney stuff. Alice Through the Looking Glass, which is a sequel to Alice in Wonderland, the Tim Burton movie. They've released two posters for it. I picked one with the Mad Hatter. I did not know this was happening, actually.
Uh-huh.
With Johnny Depp, and it's coming out May 27th, it looks like, of next year.
Do any of these live-action Disney movies, like, entertain you whatsoever? I have not really seen any of them. They don't. I don't really go to the theater to see them. When they release on video, I'm never out of my way to go watch them. So I
heard the Cinderella, the newest one, the live action, was really good.
Okay,
I did not watch it myself. But that's. I mean, I don't seek them out either. But I guess if you're like more involved in them, maybe they do well. I don't know. I didn't care for Maleficent. Myself, I don't. Did you see Maleficent?
No, I don't think I've seen any of these.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's good that they're taking it. They're different spins. They're not shot for shot remakes. And that's a goodness. But I mean, I did not know Alice in Wonderland, you know, had a sequel coming or even deserved one. So I mean, that was interesting for me. And then they have another movie coming out called Gigantic, which is Jack and the Beanstalk inspired.
Okay.
Kind of like Tangled, like Rapunzel and so
didn't
on.
Didn't Bryan Singer do a
Jack and the Giant Slayer?
Yeah, didn't he do one not long ago?
Yeah, I think that was more like a literal take on the story, where this is going to be like not, like, there's a beanstalk and a kid named Jack, but like, it's going to be different when he gets up there in the world of giants.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, this was just stuff I thought was interesting, more so than things I knew that was happening. Let's go ahead and get onto the Marvel stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm out of Disney stuff. So Marvel, Civil War.
Ooh,
they brought footage. They showed footage.
Do we have the footage, or do we just have?
We do not have the footage. We have descriptions. Oh, I have been. Okay. Lord knows I have scoured the internet for this footage. But I'm just gonna lay it on you here. A description for you, if you'd like.
Okay. I'm closing my eyes right now. I'm gonna live the moment.
Okay. So I'm gonna pick a shorter one here. We see Falcon deploy his trusty Red Wing. Red Wing is his little bird in the comics. And this is like a robotic drone that he can see through the eyes. And then he teams up with Captain America and Black Widow to fight Crossbones, which we've seen.
Yeah.
And Crossbones says, you know, talking to Captain America, he's like, he remembered you, your pal, your buddy, your Bucky. Mm-hmm. He says those specifically. So then we get William Hurt's Thunderbolt Ross come in. Uh-huh. You know, we haven't seen him since Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And he's talking about, you know, the world owes you an unpayable debt, but people are afraid of superheroes and questions whether they're vigilantes or not. So that kind of sets up the tone for Civil War, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a funeral glimpsed, and Tony Stark, you know, is going to fight with Captain America, and they talk about different things, kind of like, I guess the exact thing is, like, Tony Stark, the memorable line was, "Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth," he says. Yeah, and lastly, we see Black Panther's claws extend. Okay. We don't get a lot of him.
Okay.
We've seen some leaked images this week from sets, and we talked about those. I don't even know if I have those in the notes for later, but yeah, I do. They're the front and the down. We'll come up with that later. But there's also Hawkeye and Black Widow fighting each other.
Okay.
And some quick shots of the Vision and Scarlet Witch. The Vision's apparently in a tuxedo at one point.
Okay.
And lastly, Ant-Man appears.
Oh, yeah.
He closes out the trailer on, like, a goofy thing because he's meeting Captain America for the first time.
Oh, this sounds like Avengers Part 3.
It does sound like an Avengers kind of film, but I think they're going to juggle it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, we've talked about the Russo brothers before. I think they do well. I think they do really well. So I'm excited to see where this goes. Honestly, just the descriptions alone are enough to get me excited.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of hearing it from your point of view, from what you've read, it sounds like it was a very short trailer, just very brief,
yeah,
just like quick shots, very short glimpses.
Yeah, they still have another week of filming left, one more week.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing in Germany, so you know, they've got some of the Black Panther stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of moving parts, but I think it's gonna set off a really great phase 3.
Do you think we'll be getting an official teaser trailer soon?
Yes. This movie comes out May of next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll start seeing the first bits, if I was a bet man, about the same time we saw Age of Ultron stuff,
mm-hmm,
which is when S.H.I.E.L.D. comes out on DVD and Blu-ray.
Mm, okay.
So, late September.
Gotcha. And then we'll... I wonder if we could possibly get a full-fledged trailer in December in front of Star Wars.
That would be a smart move, because they have Deadpool and Batman versus Superman to go up against and, mm-hmm, and kind of get people going. So I would see the first full-length coming in around December.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But you know, from the description, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that somebody leaks this like in a couple days whenever the heat dies down.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do, we'll take a look at it.
All right, excellent.
But the next thing they brought was some Doctor Strange information.
Ooh, and we got a picture here?
No picture, sadly. However, the costume is very much from the comic books, the way it looks, with some more muted colors.
Okay.
So the whole story, they kind of tell you about the story. It's the classic origin story. A wounded surgeon seeking alternate ways to heal his destroyed hands finds the mystical Eastern Sanctuary, mm-hmm, that leads him to this order that holds keys to another dimension.
Cool.
Apparently the graphics are just cars levitating, buildings turning over like Inception style.
Uh-huh.
And then they showed Cumberbatch in the red cape. Tilda Swinton and Chiwetel Ejiofor in costume as the Ancient One and Baron Mordo, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
And the final shot of concept art showed Cumberbatch as Strange with, like, gray temples doing energy blast from his hands.
Oh, I gotta see that. I gotta see that concept art. I wanna see him, like, in the outfit. I gotta know what he's gonna look like.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think it's gonna be a lot like the fan art we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
The reaction was definitely that this character's costume is pretty much straight from the comic books,
mm-hmm,
with a more muted color tone like we've seen in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
I'm excited to see more Doctor Strange stuff. I know it doesn't really start kicking off filming till November, but I'm just so interested in this because it's a whole different level for the Marvel Cinematic Universe to dive into this different dimensions, magic, and stuff like that.
It's a whole new medium.
It is an entirely new path to go down, mm-hmm, and opens up so many doors. So there was some, a teaser thing. I'm going to look into that as well, see if we can find some footage, some pictures, mm-hmm. and go from there. But honestly, the Marvel panels, like, that gives me so excited for more to come for them.
Well, I mean, it sounds like that's pretty trim for the news that we got from Marvel. I mean, I guess I don't know what I was necessarily expecting, but it sounds
There was no Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's what I want to point out. No Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting maybe a little something, but at the same time, last week we talked about how Tom Holland's part in the next movie is very much just the cameo, so it's just like if you do any sort of reveal, you're kind of already spoiled half of the cameo, so it makes me curious, you know, if they're going to treat it just like they kind of did with Vision and Ultron.
Yeah, I really hope they do, and then, you know, again, come film time, if we avoid TV spots, which we will, mm-hmm. don't you fucking worry. we will get the surprise of our life. That'll be a hard month. April will be a hard month to avoid the internet. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Even, you know, the whole beginning of next year will be hard. Because I don't want to know any Batman versus Superman stuff either.
The whole entire next year, I'm going to be hard.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
We got so much good shit next year, man.
It's true. Well, how about we get into something a little more interesting?
Okay.
Star Wars!
Oh, Star Wars!
We got a lot of Star Wars information.
Ooh, man.
The first link I want you to click on is a poster from D23, and this is something you've talked about before.
Okay.
This is a Drew Struzan poster.
Yeah.
Or Struzan poster for The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at it for the first time?
I'm looking at it right now. This looks like someone took a photo of, like, a poster.
Yeah, they were giving them out there at the thing. But, I mean, they were giving the posters out, so these are official.
Okay.
But, I mean, a couple things. I like the top, the lightsabers and Rey's staff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they all line up perpendicular there, or parallel, showing the three new people. And at the bottom, I think, you know, a focus on Han Solo means he's probably going to play a big part in the movie.
Yeah, possibly. My first thought with this poster is, I don't know, it doesn't get me excited as I thought I would. I was kind of expecting something a little bit more grand. But I guess with a lot of the Star Wars posters that we've had, we've kind of known everything that's coming with the movie. Like, we've seen more characters. So I think they're trying to be a little bit more cryptic with this first poster. They don't want to give away too much.
Yeah, I like the starships. There's the X-Wings on the left and the TIE fighters on the right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is something I would seek out and put on my wall unless I had the other Struzan posters.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I think it's a fitting addition to those. Because I think it's going to... This tells us... after we watch the movie, this will probably tell us so much more than we realize right now.
Yeah, I'm curious how this is going to kind of fit in with the motif of the whole movie. Yeah, I think I agree with you. This isn't a poster I think I would put on my wall. But Han Solo looks so old down there in the corner. It looks like he can barely stand up.
Well, I mean, he did break his leg on set. So.
He's, like, barely getting up. Does he have a scar across his face?
It's hard telling with the quality of this.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, like a shadow or a picture.
I think it's a shadow, because we would have seen the scar if whenever he said Chewie were home.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's that. There's a bunch of new images from the film that were released officially. You can go into these or not. A couple of them, you know, they're from Entertainment Weekly. You got C-3PO with the red arm.
Yeah, these were earlier in the week, right?
Yeah, these were very, very early. Like, almost 7 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Rey and Finn running from Stormtroopers. A really good shot of Captain Phasma, that Chrome Trooper.
Chrome Trooper.
Yeah, you know, General Hux, played by Domhnall Gleeson. He's in one. I mean, you have to think you're a badass when you're wearing your coat but not putting your hands in the sleeves. So he's got his hands down and his coat's around his shoulder. You know those kind of people.
Yeah.
And one really, really good shot of the bad guy, Kylo Ren, with his lightsaber. The crossblade there in the snow. So, I'm not going to go through all of them. You guys check them out in our notes, but those are some great images. Get me hyped. I'm hyped.
Yeah.
I mean, Star Wars is really the next movie on my radar.
Yeah, I can't be more excited than this. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. I think Fantastic Four, unfortunately, kind of closed off the summer movie blockbusters for the year. There's really not much left that I can think of off the top of my head. And if there is, I don't really want to see them. But I guess we could consider maybe Rogue Nation. Let's say Rogue Nation ended the summer, because at least we end on a better note.
Yeah, I mean, Rogue Nation, I actually watched for the first time yesterday, and I enjoyed the movie. It was a fun movie, and we talked about this a little bit, how I had a horrible theater-going experience, but it was still a fun movie. I don't know. It gets me excited for the next James Bond movie, actually, and I'm not much of a James Bond fan.
Yeah, I think basically what we have left this year is James Bond and Star Wars for kind of these bigger films.
And the Tarantino film.
Yeah, the Hateful Eight. But I would almost consider that on a little bit of a smaller scale, because I don't want to say that any movie that's running for an Oscar isn't included on my radar. They're definitely something that I look forward to. You know, I like going to Oscar parties and seeing who wins. But usually this last third of the year is full of a lot of usually very good films that are trying to make a run for the Oscars. You know, they're trying to get in under the 2015 deadline to premiere in this year. So we're going to get a lot of those films mixed in with some Star Wars and some James Bond. So it'll be curious to see what else pops up. I feel like there's always one or two movies that I don't remember that kind of crop up in like October.
Yeah, I'm the same way. There's really nothing off the top of my head that I want to see. Like Man from U.N.C.L.E. came out this weekend with the guy who plays Superman. I really don't care. And the Straight Outta Compton film. We could talk about Hitman, Agent 47, the next Hitman movie, but I'm not really
there's on that either. There's a special class of people that go see Hitman and the new Transporter movie coming out. I'm not saying that you can't sit down and enjoy them, but I would never pay for a movie like that. Like I would never buy a movie ticket to see those.
Yeah, I mean, those are the kind of movies I watched like my first couple weeks of college to get away. rather than, you know, because I didn't care. I just wanted to go to a movie, and that's where I put those. But yeah, there's that. I can't really think of anything else coming out that's on our radar. But, you know, there's something else about Star Wars. We're going back to Star Wars. Something they mentioned that we don't know the last names of Rey or Finn, but their last names are secret for a reason per J.J. Abrams.
Okay.
So I'm not going to think too much into it. I don't care enough, but like there's probably going to be some relation to other characters or things previously in the original trilogy there. There's some new images from the Star Wars toys. These are supposed to go on sale in September.
Okay.
But some Walmart put them on their shelves early on accident somewhere.
I bet people are snagging those up like crazy.
Yeah, I think one guy got a full set, and these are like the 12. And you can kind of see some of the newer characters, and then some old ones are like a young Skywalker and Darth Vader.
Yeah, it looks like they're shipping that Vader again.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, I go into, like, collector stores and stuff often, but I honestly, like, Star Wars toys, like, old ones, are a dime a dozen. And I used to think Star Wars toys collecting them was awesome, but I think they depreciate quicker than anything else.
I just don't I don't have enough free space in my living quarters to collect anything.
That's true.
But I think these are cool. I remember I always liked Star Wars toys growing up because since the figures were typically smaller than most other action figures, they were like a dollar or two cheaper. So depending on how my allowance was shaping up that month, I could get maybe like two Star Wars figures instead of like, you know, like one like Spider-Man or something like that.
Yeah, I bought more Star Wars and Jurassic Park toys than I ever did superhero toys growing up. And I think it was just because, you know, that was big. You know, episode one, in hindsight, is not the best thing ever. But by God, I didn't know any better back then. So I enjoyed the hell out of those. Next up is an image of Luke Skywalker that was leaked. I mean, this is one of those images that Disney told other sites to take down.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Official is. That's our first shot of Luke Skywalker on the set of episode 7.
No, he's looking good. He's fitting into the robes very well.
Yeah, it's an Obi-Wan Kenobi style look, you know, that we saw there. He probably has his metal hand hidden under one of those cloaks. But a lot of people were like, "Oh, he's been on the dark side. He's got more robot than person now." But I mean, this is going to show you know, like this is like White Knight style Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
like if I could use, like, Lord of the Rings as an example, there's, like, Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White. So, like, Luke Skywalker Grey, and this is Luke Skywalker the White.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, that beard looks really well on him. The character has aged pretty distinguishably, and I'm loving these robes. I can't wait to see him on screen.
I feel like he's going to come out of nowhere and like save the day in one of the scenes, and like this is what he's gonna be wearing. It's gonna be like just one of those awesome moments.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a thespian now. He's such a wonderful actor that has been able to expand on his career far past Luke Skywalker. So I can't wait to see him on the screen. I hope Abrams gives him some sort of just magnificent monologue.
So yeah, I noticed like Mark Hamill, like he does voice acting for the Joker in a lot of stuff, and he does skips in regular show. So when I hear Mark Hamill's voice, I know who it is. Very distinguished.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, totally. But the best thing is Star Wars Land coming to Disney World.
Yes, woo! There. I live like over 2,000 miles away from it, but I'm still excited.
No, Star Wars Land is coming to both Disney parks.
Oh, woo!
Yeah, 14 acres of Star Wars, yeah, where people are in character. They are, you know, the aliens and monsters from the film. I'm sure there's going to be a cantina where they play that damn song over and over again.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my God. Florida's going to be popping.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. Again, they probably won't have it done by next year, but another reason to go when they get it all done. And I'm excited. I'm honestly really excited for that.
Oh, that's going to be sweet.
Since I went to Disney, like, it was probably 13 years ago, 14, 15 years ago, they had the Star Wars was a big part of Disney still back then. And they had, like, the ride you sit in, and it kind of takes you through the things, like those simulators, and it was really fun. So I'm excited to see what else they bring. On top of that, they did the runtime for Star Wars Episode 7 is 2 hours and 4 minutes.
Perfect. I think that's great.
That's the same runtime as The Empire Strikes Back, ironically.
I mean, it's just the right amount of time. We don't need to be bogged down. You know, we know we're going to get a whole bunch of films. We're getting, like, 6 Star Wars movies. We don't need them to be, like, 4 hours each.
Yeah, totally. We're going to jump forward 2 Star Wars movies to Star Wars 9. Colin Trevorrow, the director of Jurassic World, will be directing that movie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's a 2019 release, so one every 2 years, like they promised.
Man, I'm surprised. So this is you said Star Wars 9?
Yes.
Okay, so this is going to be, I guess, the last in the trilogy?
The last of the new trilogy, yep.
Okay, yeah.
Unless they press forward with another one right afterwards, which they totally could, because Disney has money.
Well, I'm more curious on the fact that, you know, it would be kind of strange to end this new Star Wars refresh or reboot with an anthology film. I would kind of expect them to end on, you know, where the series could go in the future.
Yeah, I mean, and again, that's assuming that they're going to release an anthology film every 2 years. They may do one every year if they get ahead of themselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 3 Star Wars movies in a year. Could you imagine that?
Ooh.
That'd be the life. Speaking of anthology films, that brings us to our next point, actually, because I don't have much else to say, is that Rogue One, the image of the cast has been released while they were there.
Oh, wow. I'm going to check this out right now.
You're going to see a lot of different people. They say this is, you know, a grounded approach, which also kind of gives us the cast list as well. So you're looking at the image, right? It's dark and gritty and looks like it's in a rebel base somewhere.
Yeah, I see, let's see here. I got like a dude with some goggles working on something. Uh-huh. I got this other dude with some longer hair holding a rifle. Some woman with kind of a shorter hair and a scarf. Some space samurai. And then some dude that he looks like he's blind.
Yeah, like a sensei kind of deal.
Yeah, it looks like he's got like clouded eyeballs.
So the main chick is Felicity Jones. We've talked about this. She's the main girl. We also have Diego Luna, Ben Mendelsohn, Donnie Yen, Jian Wen, Forrest Whitaker, who I don't actually see in this image.
Yeah, he's not in here.
Mads Mikkelsen, who I also don't see in this image. I think he's in the Hannibal show.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan Tudyk is actually in the movie as well. As a motion capture character.
Okay.
And someone named Riz Ahmed, who I don't know who that is.
Oh.
Most of those names don't ring a bell.
Yeah, this seems like a scrappy group.
Yeah, so Rogue One takes place before A New Hope, and it's, you know, goes into new territory exploring the galactic struggle from a ground war perspective, while maintaining that Star Wars feel that we know. And with Gareth Edwards doing it, so I'm excited to see what he does with it.
Yeah, I'm very much getting a Han Solo vibe out of that lead female character.
Yeah, she's got that swagger and that jacket and the the sashes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it kind of feels like more like a Firefly group, honestly, if I was to compare it to anything. Mm-hmm. And the inclusion of Alan Tudyk is probably not that far of a guess either.
Yeah.
But, like, there's some engines in the background, it looks like. Maybe some pod racers. I'm kidding. Please don't be pod racers. And, yeah, I'm actually surprised they have an image this early.
Yeah, this looks really rad.
So I'm excited to see where this goes and see if that, you know, that Space Samurai does anything.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that Space Samurai more than I can admit.
And more so than a Jedi. He doesn't look like a Jedi, so don't get those confused. Another anthology film, the Han Solo one, right? We've talked about this. We've discussed your disdain with some of the information. Han Solo will be in his early 20s.
So this is official. So did we get any sort of confirmation on that leaked image we got around Comic-Con?
Not yet. No.
I'm really surprised if that was something that got leaked. It's a graphic that had already been made. I was definitely expecting it to see it at D23. I'm really surprised we didn't get it.
Well, I mean, yeah, we expected Spider-Man at D23 too. So
yeah.
They really brought their Star Wars knowledge to the front, but they may not be able to say, hey, we haven't signed on someone to do the Obi-Wan movie yet. So we're gonna hold off until we get someone confirmed signed on for that before they announce it.
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, they all play their cards pretty carefully. They don't announce it until they have it in stone. Han Solo being his early 20s, so they're gonna have to recast him.
Yeah, like, that's gonna be a whole deal. I mean, everyone, I'm just gonna tell you right now, stop saying Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
he's already Han Solo in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's got another Guardians movie coming out. He's gonna be in Infinity Wars almost certainly, and there's probably gonna be a Guardians of the Galaxy 3 just because it's so popular. I'm just swinging for the fences guessing that, but he doesn't need to be in every single movie. He's great. We like him, but he doesn't need to be in every action movie we like.
Well, I think this they can't say it anymore if it's early 20s. I mean, Chris Pratt cannot pull off late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, anymore. But there's people out there that are gonna be like, oh yeah, he can. Just like, no, let Chris Pratt do Star-Lord.
Yeah, he won't do it. So I doubt he will be anywhere in a Star Wars movie anytime soon, unless it crosses over with Marvel.
Yeah.
And in that case, I'm all for it.
We would need some sort of a wormhole alternate dimension. Yeah. Well, technically, maybe they could live in the same universe because it is a galaxy far, far away. But
a long, long time ago.
Yeah, it might require more time travel than interdimensional travel.
Well, they have a time gem in the Marvel universe somewhere.
Go back in time and hook up with these Star Wars peeps.
Yeah, so I'm gonna jump back to Civil War. We got some Civil War news that came on this week.
So are we outside? Are we on the other side of D23?
Yes, now? Yes. This was stuff outside of D23 now.
Man, I don't want to say I'm disappointed, but like I was expecting a little bit more. Wow, you know, little bit more spectacle.
I think there probably was if we were there. Again, we don't get any footage or photos. We don't get to be on the floor seeing all these posters and all these news as they bring, like, they had Chris Evans and Anthony Mackie on stage for Civil War. Yeah, they had Harrison Ford for the Star Wars panels. Like,
you know, sometimes I feel like maybe Marvel / Disney kind of blew their load, you know, what, like a year and a half, 2 years ago when they just revealed the entire Phase 3. It was cool to see everything that's coming, but I feel like there's no surprises left.
Well, I think there is because we've added Spider-Man since then.
It's
more of a groundwork than saying this is cast in stone.
Yeah, but I feel like the slate of films isn't going to change too much. You know, things have just kind of been shifted. They kind of added a Spider-Man movie. That was big news. But I'm curious if we're going to get anything that really drops our jaw before Phase 3 ends.
Yeah, we will. I mean, they have so much casting to announce. Like, we have no idea who's going to play in these movies, what they're going to be about. I mean, we've seen the Black Panther suit, and it doesn't come out for another, 2 years? But we still haven't seen Doctor Strange. We got Captain Marvel, which I'll talk about next. Inhumans, I mean, that's a big one. I honestly think there's a lot more. Like, who's in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 outside of what we already know? I think there's a lot more coming our way, and we just got to be patient for it because we're in that lull period Like, yeah, Civil War and Doctor Strange are two movies. They're so far apart next year. But when we start getting three a year, we're going to start ramping that up.
Yeah, I mean, we're really outside of the superhero spectrum as of right now. I mean, we're going to be kind of coasting on Star Wars and maybe some James Bond news. But, you know, we're not going to be doing another superhero spoiler cast until Deadpool, right?
At least Deadpool. I would probably say Star Wars.
I meant superhero wise, but yeah, we'll definitely be doing for Star Wars.
Yeah, we may have to go back and do older films at this point. We'll have TV news to coast on as well.
Yeah, that is true. So we'll be getting some of that. We'll have Jessica Jones towards the latter part of the year too.
Yeah, so I think right now it's just a bad spot because nothing's going on and nothing's coming up. Mm-hmm. But once, you know, fall kicks into gear, I think we're gonna have a lot more than what we do now. Yeah. And Marvel likes to have their own events. Like, they'll release their stuff, and, you know, we'll get some footage and pictures. So I'm excited.
Yeah, we never really know what'll crop up.
But back to Civil War. The first images of Black Panther out. I have included one just to take a look at. It's a lower quality one. I've shown you higher quality ones as well via messages. But I mean, they're filming Black Panther scenes with Civil War, and he's with Bucky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no context for these pictures other than the fact they're strapped to the outside of a building. And if you angle that picture just right, you can see they're walking down a building. Yeah. And this picture is really bad because the suit, like you said, looks really loose on him.
Yeah, it looks baggy, but I'm pretty sure that's just due to the fact that they are doing stunt work. So I feel like there's got to be room for harnesses inside the suit and whatnot.
Yeah, and stuff for the guy to move in. And it'll definitely probably look way better on screen. But there's also a couple other ones I sent you via message that, you know, show off a tighter fitting suit.
Yeah, he looks a little bit better. I was kind of expecting, I don't know why, I was expecting more of the comic book look where he's, like, more, like, streamlined and, like, shiny black leather, but this makes a little bit more sense.
Hopefully, I mean, I mean, they're sticking to their concept art pretty solid here, and I can't wait to see some of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then next, Captain Marvel. He said we were going to have some Captain Marvel news. Ronda Rousey, the MMA fighter who's apparently a badass of some sort, wants to play Captain Marvel. Now, what does this mean? Absolutely jack shit. They want to play somebody doesn't mean they are or there's even a chance they're going to get that.
Yeah, I mean, she's super hot right now, as in, like, she's all over the news. She's had, like, a fight recently. And I guess she's really into nerd culture. I guess she's a big fan of, like, Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z. So the nerds on the internet, including myself, are fawning at her every whim. But I've only seen her in, like, one movie, and that was the most recent Fast and the Furious movie. And, you know, I can't really say much about her, but I don't know if she's going to have the acting chops to hold down a whole Marvel film. And I mean, that shouldn't be insulting to her. I mean, she's a professional fighter, you know, stick to fighting. You know, you can crop up in movies every once in a while. It's not a big deal, but lady, yeah. You're not going to be holding down a whole film by yourself until you stop fighting and start doing like some serious acting classes.
Yeah. You need a lot more work to get in a Marvel movie. And
that being said, I think you're great. Please don't find me and beat me up, because you very much could destroy me.
It's very true. I think it worked for Gina Carano, is an MMA fighter actress. She's in the Deadpool movie as a side character. Now, could I see this Ronda Rousey as a side character in a movie or a TV show? Yeah. Totally.
Oh yeah, side characters all day. Yeah. That's totally fine. Or maybe some sort of assembly of a team.
Yeah, it worked for Dave Bautista. He got Drax. Mm-hmm. So you know, don't get your hopes up that she's going to be Captain Marvel, because I don't think she will.
Yeah,
that's the whole lesson here.
No.
Fantastic Four. We're gonna jump back onto that news.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't wanna talk about it. It's so bad.
Apparently, Fox is gonna stick with it and not take the Deadpool 2 route at this point in time. Now remember, Sony did this with Spider-Man. They were like, no, we're gonna stick with it, we're gonna do a Sinister Six movie and something else, and then they were like, wait, never mind, we fucked up.
Maybe they're just posturing. Maybe this is kind of just like studio's way to kind of communicate through the news, like, you know, Fox is trying to talk to Marvel without actually calling him up. Like, let's just release some statements and just see what we hear back from the news from Marvel.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the word, but I mean, I guess they would say that regardless, just to, you know, say no, we're not going to give up because we're Fox and we're proud. But there's a change.org petition to sell the rights to Marvel.
Well, I was talking about this a little bit this weekend. I think the only way the Fantastic Four could possibly work in the future, which is going to be really hard because some people are saying that just the chemistry with the cast is just so bad because none of them like the movie, and now like they've finally seen it and everyone says it's bad. Like they're not going to have a good time even if they're under contract to do another film. So who knows what's going to go on there. But I think the only way you could save the Fantastic Four under Fox is not make another movie and just fold them into some sort of team up right away. Like, I don't want a sequel to the Fantastic Four because I just have such a bad taste in my mouth. I mean, just from, like, a marketing point of view, like, if I see a box set of the two Fantastic Four movies, I don't want to buy it because the first one's shit. I just want to watch the second one. So, like, just rope them into an X-Men movie, like, do the team up, and then maybe I'll watch that. I'll just pretend that movie never existed. But I just – Fox, just give it up. Just give it up.
Well,
I don't want to see any of that happen.
What would happen is they roll it into an X-Men movie and they fuck it up again. Well, then they fucked up their X-Men series as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And they can't bring him back in. So I would like to see him at Marvel post-Phase 3 arise in the aftermath of the Infinity War.
Uh-huh.
I mean – because they're known for being space explorers. I mean, they found the Inhumans, one of my favorite things. And that's a series that comes out right after Infinity War Part 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you get the Fantastic Four? It's like, oh, well, there's these things in space that are coming to attack us. Let's send these people out to do some exploring.
Yeah, exactly. I like talking about Phase 4 mainly because we don't know much about it, so it's a little bit more fun to speculate. So I would love to see a Phase 4 with hitting Spider-Man strong. I mean really strong. Like, hit his characters we haven't seen before. Let's bring up some characters and some intertwining with these other people that we just haven't had a chance to have. You know, he has a great set of villains. I'd love to see Norman Osborn crop back up and kind of maybe Norman be a mastermind of one of these phases. Like, mastermind, just like the legendary card game. So I would love to see that happen. And then, you know, we got to invigorate it a little bit with some Fantastic Four. I almost want to think maybe the Avengers will be broken. The Avengers won't exist in Phase 4. Maybe they'll bring up the fact that, oh, we don't have that big team anymore. The Fantastic Four is good to have around. You know, and then we'll have the through line of the Inhumans kind of helping superpowers kind of crop back up all over the world. You know, Marvel's going to need some fresh meat in Phase 4. And I think Fantastic Four would be great.
And they're setting up for it, honestly. Like, they're setting up to have fresh things for it. And we can only hope that's one of them.
Yeah.
Something we probably won't get in Marvel is Wolverine. And Wolverine 3 is on the horizon. Patrick Stewart has confirmed his involvement with this movie.
Okay.
So we will be seeing some Professor X in that movie in Wolverine 3. I don't know in what capacity, but he seems pretty excited about it.
Well, I mean, if he's going to be in it, it almost kind of sounds like this Wolverine movie is going to be very similar to the last Wolverine movie, where even though they kind of found a way to tie it in with that after credit scene, these Wolverine movies feel like just one shots. They feel like they don't need to be connected to this X-Men universe. They don't need to tie in. You know, Wolverine's a big enough guy where he can like sell a movie on his own. He doesn't need to be connected to something. And if Patrick Stewart's going to be in it, I mean, it seems like they've already phased him out of the X-Men series as it is. So it seems like we're just going to kind of get this one-shot story, like maybe in the near future.
Yeah, well, what I'm hoping for is like it's down the road. Like, this is the last days of Wolverine as we know him before they get a new one in. And there's probably going to be a death of this Wolverine. And Professor X is probably going to be there, and he's probably going to die as well. Because, again, it's just going to be one of those, how do we write out these great actors who've carried the franchise for years?
Yeah, exactly.
And we put them to rest on our own terms and then have their newer versions appear in the other films. So I'm excited for Wolverine 3. I like the last one. It was a nice standalone film that wasn't over bogged down by other mutants that we didn't know, and it just stood alone really well.
Yeah.
But apparently we're getting a new mutants movie as well.
Okay.
There's a first look at the script, and by first look, I mean it's a picture of the printed copy of the script.
It's a picture of some pages.
It looks like it's on a floor. But I mean that's a full script written out right there for New Mutants that Fox is working on. And I'm kind of excited for that. I don't know about you.
I mean, I don't really know much about it. I mean, honestly, they could throw in whoever they wanted to into this crew. I mean, that's kind of one of the downsides when it comes to mutants. I mean, the good side for the creators is they don't have to worry about origin stories. Like, oh, they just got these powers. But at the same time, I feel like you got to bring some people with some characteristics and some charisma that's unique. You know, it's really easy to dream up a mutant and throw them into a movie. But, like, how do you make it something special, you know? Because if they're new mutants, you know, are they going to be involved in the X-Men? You know, how close is this going to be?
The New Mutants comic book was actually the first spinoff of the X-Men series back whenever the comic books were coming out. And mm-hmm. it focused on some mutants that we've seen. I know that when we saw Days of Future Past, there was the Indian guy. I can't even think of what his name was, and I feel horrible for that. He had the knife that he was attacking with the people. Either way, the New Mutants, like, Sunspot is one of the mutants in there. You know, Cable and Deadpool first appeared in New Mutants. Like, that's where they made their first appearances.
Okay, well, they're definitely going to need some sort of anchor character. Because, I mean, if we're going to get, like, this kind of separate movie set aside, they got to be some familiar faces. See, because you can't just do all these new...
I'm going to straight up disagree, because we're doing that with Star Wars uh-huh. on Rogue One. And it's working out. Like, you want to tell another story in the X-Men universe, this is a way to do it. Without having to, be bogged down with everything. It worked for First Class. I mean...
I wasn't a big fan of First Class, but I've said that before.
Yeah, so there's this Sebastian Shaw, like the main villain of First Class, was in New Mutants. Like, he was like a villain in New Mutants.
Oh, okay.
But again, Sunspot, Cannonball, Wolfbane is someone who turns into like a werewolf, like part mm-hmm. wolf, part girl kind of thing. I don't know if we're going to see these characters again, but Sunspot and Cannonball are Avengers in the comics now.
Know what we do in New Mutants? This is the perfect way to introduce Wolverine's son.
A new Wolverine, yeah.
Let's get that in there. The teaser trailer, we see a new character, a new fresh face, pop some claws out of his hand. There you go. That's how you sell New Mutants to people.
Yeah, and Cable. If they want to introduce Cable, that's the way to do it as well.
Oh, man, just some, like, grizzled dude with, like, this crazy tech over him. The camera pans up. You see some sort of giant cybernetic gun on him. And it's just like, yep, I'm going to go see that movie.
It's the robot version of Rocket Raccoon. But, yeah, New Mutants is coming. I'm excited for more mutant properties. It sounds like Fantastic Four is kind of shot, so we're just going to be getting a lot more mutant films going forward. Now your favorite movie, TMNT 2.
Oh, wow.
It wrapped filming, so we don't have much else news to post on that unless it's official.
You just had to dig something up there.
I did. We haven't talked about Turtles 2 in a while. I might watch the first one this week. I've been actually going through my Netflix queue and watching a movie almost every day now.
Okay.
I watched two Simon Pegg movies yesterday. I watched Mission Impossible and I watched Burke and Hare. I don't know if you're familiar with that one.
No, I'm not at all.
It's got him and Andy Serkis in it, and Christopher Lee appears, and so does... I forget who the other guy was. Tim Curry are in it, and it's actually about these two guys in like old England who like kill people to sell the cadet bodies for cadavers.
Oh God!
It's a dark comedy. It's really funny. I enjoyed it. I've been trying to watch more movies, and TMNT 2 is coming up on my list of things to watch, or TMNT 1, I guess, not 2, because 2 just wrapped filming. Oh well. All right.
Well, you'll have to let me know if you're a little bit more excited about the sequel after you watch the first one again.
God, it'll be so hard not to just laugh and giggle to myself the whole way through.
Oh, giggle.
Oh well. Pirates of the Caribbean 5. They have a poster and title for the new one.
People still care about this movie?
Well, I don't, but it's got Legolas back in this one again for the first time in forever. I felt the only time I've ever fallen asleep in a movie theater was during the last Pirates movie.
That is not a good sign.
No, it is not. And I'm like, I fell asleep. I watched the beginning and fell asleep and woke up just in time for the end, and that was it.
This is just a perfect example of a movie franchise that is still making money, so they're just gonna keep popping them out whether the quality drops or not.
Johnny Depp has like 4 characters he plays now, and then this is one of them. The other one's the Alice in Wonderland character. Uh-huh. So, oh well. So we're gonna jump into some TV news. How about that?
Yeah, man.
Arrow. Constantine is coming to Arrow. The guy who played Constantine is going to be in the Arrow.
Man, that is so cool. this is like the perfect definition of like synergy. Like this character gets like knocked out of his own series and everything. You know, I can't really speak to the quality of the show because we didn't really watch it. You know, I watched the pilot. You know, I was kind of meh on it, but you know, pilots kind of run like that. But I'm glad we get to see the character kind of revitalized, kind of come back. You know, it doesn't sound like he's going to be a permanent member of the show.
No, but it's a one shot with the opportunity to come back for more, and his episode will tie into Legends of Tomorrow. Because
that's
the White Canary will be, you know, kind of resurrected in Arrow to come back for that.
Yeah, that'll be a great idea. This is going to be cool. They need to be able to open up other avenues for Arrow because Arrow kind of has a problem a little bit of trying to find villains to bring to the city that he's trying to protect. You know, it can't just be all mobsters all the time. They got to have some sort of little quirk or superhero part of them. You know, Constantine would be a great way to bring in some like mythological things. You know, it kind of seems like DC and Marvel both kind of need to figure that out. You know, they're trying to bring the spiritual, ghostly ghouls and goblins and demons world into their superhero universe that's heavily based in like science and aliens right now. So this is kind of cool that we're kind of getting this around the same time.
Yeah, totally excited for that. I haven't watched Arrow. I just finished How I Met Your Mother last night. I've watched all the seasons in a row.
What did you think about that finale?
That was so fucking predictable.
It was bad. It was just bad.
Like, I could have told you that from the first two episodes. I'm like, this is how this one's going to end.
Maybe that's just how it works when people binge watch it all. But yeah, I was watching the whole series, like, week by week, and you know, they just go ahead and they just spoilers for How I Met Your Mother, but it shouldn't matter because this ending sucks and you shouldn't even pretend it exists. But the mother dies? That's so stupid.
So cliche. And the whole point is for him to get back together with Robin, who he met in the first episode.
Yeah, Robin's always been a bitch throughout the whole show anyway, yeah. So why would you want to get with her anyway?
Fuck you, Maria Hill. But, yeah, so Arrow might be something I watch to fill that time gap now until news TV starts.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. And Arrow is another, or not Arrow, Flash. Flash is a good one that we watched, man.
Yeah.
The first image from season 2 appears, and they have Jay Garrick appearing. Now, we saw Jay Garrick's helmet at the end of the last season. Mm-hmm. He's the Earth 2 Flash. Technically, I think Silver Age Flash is what they call him. Like the original one. So he's got like a metal helmet on with wings, and it just kind of shows that the Flash will go into Earth 2, like another dimension, another alternate reality.
Oh, this is going to be cool. We're going to be getting all these different versions of Flash, which is great. I love just that a TV show will go there, you know, that they're not too worried about getting things too confusing. They're just like, no, screw it. We'll deal with other dimensions. This is a superhero show. We're television. You can't touch us movies. We don't have to worry about telling our whole story in 2 hours. Let's get crazy with this.
Yeah, and another character, they're bringing Dr. Light into the show as well. I don't know Dr. Light, so that's about it. I just know, if you know Dr. Light, tell us. We want to know. But they're looking to cast that. They haven't cast it yet.
Okay, well, they can cast me. I don't know who he is, but I'd like to be on Flash.
I think it's a she, so you got some work to do, buddy.
Okay, I'll get growing this hair out.
Yeah. Red, do you ever see the movie Red?
Unfortunately.
I liked the first one. I'm going to be honest. I had very low, no expectations. I did not watch the second one. I watched the first one. It was fun to see, you know, geriatric like spies go at it, but they're working on a television series for it.
I think I would I like the concept of it. So I just think I'm sour on Bruce Willis now. I just can't enjoy him anymore. Like, he lost all of his charisma. I feel like Bruce Willis and Harrison Ford are in some sort of grumpy old man actors club where they're just like, we've already made all of our money. We don't really care anymore. We just kind of want to like sit at home in a recliner. But they keep calling us in and giving us money. So I guess I'll go. But I like the idea. I like the concept of like these people coming out of retirement that have these powers. So if they could turn it into a TV series, I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, I'd like a small TV series. This isn't going to be 26 episodes, like maybe a 10 or so.
Yeah, maybe something, maybe on like a network that, you know, doesn't really have like any sort of superheroes. Maybe like on like
Showtime,
Showtime or like Stars or something like that.
I'm glad we both went to Showtime. Red's a comic book. I don't know if you knew that. So it was all based on a comic book.
Yeah, I knew that. So I just never read it.
Yeah. So Red stands for like retired and extremely dangerous, is what it stands for. So there's actually a reason why it says Red.
Anyway. Yeah. I like the idea of it.
Yeah. Something that I'm still sitting weird with is Heroes Reborn. Mm-hmm. It's getting a 2-hour premiere this fall rather than just a single hour premiere. That NBC is feeling pretty good about this short revival of the series.
I mean, this is just going to be so bizarre. I mean, we've never really had a reboot of a TV series.
Well, it's like not a reboot. This. It picks up like 10 years after the first episode.
It is?
Yeah, same characters, and it picks up like 5 years after the end of the last season.
Okay, this is news for me because I thought this was supposed to be some sort of like retelling just with like similar actors or something like that.
Nope, it's a continuation just like 10 years later after the first episode.
Well, I think they hope that they know that their audience is not going to be familiar with anything that happened in the older show, so they should just treat it like a new show. Because I vaguely remember some stuff from season one, and then season two sucked, so I kind of stopped there. So I don't really know what happens after that.
Yeah, I think it will. Like honestly, a lot of backstory is going to be told through it, the story, like in flashbacks. Because I mean, you know, the cheerleader in the show, right? She's actually dead by the time this starts. She's not coming back because, you know, she's busy doing what I don't fucking know.
But. She's like a kind of like not really like a superstar, but she's got like her own show where she's the lead.
It's like I think Nashville or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. So like, yeah, Hayden Payton.
Hayden P.
Yeah, Hayden P. She's got her own shit going on. You know, she was lucky that she was able to get launched off with Heroes and like moved on after the shit that happened later in it. Yes. So,
yeah, I'm excited to watch it. I didn't watch the last two seasons, but
yeah, I'll watch it. I loved season one. Season one, and it was kind of it was kind of a thing of its own. You know, superheroes weren't a gigantic, huge, mega billion-dollar
market. Well, there were no TV shows based on them. Yeah, it was all movies at that point.
Yeah, so this is kind of cool. I'll watch it.
Yeah. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, did you watch that movie?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry. they're looking to do a reboot of this, but more follow the comics it's based on rather than just kind of wing the shit out of it. The first one, like, you know, Tom Sawyer and somebody else, like, those weren't not in the comic books at all. Dorian Gray, he was the other one who was not in the actual comic books. The wife of Dracula, that chick who was in the movie, she's the actual one who recruits all these people to form this team. So they're looking to do, like, not female-led, but, like, she's supposed to be the main character going forward to follow the comic books. Yeah.
Yeah, this is just another thing where you have another comic book property that was really, really smart, just like Red was, but, you know, just was not executed well years ago. So, I'll watch
enough to kick Sean Connery into retirement.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll watch this.
Yeah, I'll probably check it out on a rental basis. Predator is also getting another movie in that franchise. Written by Shane Black, and I'm pretty sure he's directing it.
Oh, wow. I mean, I've never really been much of a Predator dude, but doesn't it sound like they're rebooting it?
I can't tell. Predators was kind of a reboot / sequel. I think this is going to be like more like just films in that thing that doesn't necessarily tie into the previous one.
Okay. I'll watch it. I mean, I wasn't the biggest fan of Iron Man 3. But I could kind of see he had passion for the film, so I'd like to see the passion.
I mean, he did Lethal Weapon movies, so I mean, you can see a lot of Lethal Weapons in it.
Yeah, he's got a great repertoire of films behind him. I didn't like what he did with Iron Man.
Yeah, I could definitely. It'll probably be set at Christmas. If I can guarantee one thing about Shane Black, it's a movie set at Christmas. A Kindergarten Cop 2 is being made. I had no idea.
Yeah, neither did I.
With Dolph Lundgren instead of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Dolph Lundgren's always been a poor man's Arnold Schwarzenegger anyway. he did the Punisher in the 1990s. Like, he was the Punisher, but didn't wear the skull shirt.
Okay.
It's stupid. Dumb as hell. That's one of those movie night movies we have to watch.
Yeah, this is Hollywood going a little bit too far into the sequels, but it looks like with some of the news that we have next, we can't really stop it.
Yes, Beetlejuice 2 is also on the way. Winona Ryder confirmed she was coming back as Lydia. Yeah.
Beetlejuice to me is kind of like, I would compare it similar to Ghostbusters. You know, I've seen the movies. I didn't have any sort of like gigantic affection for the films. So when the news comes out that they're making a new Ghostbusters or they're making a new Beetlejuice, I'm just like, oh, okay, it sounds like some people are going to be really happy, but it doesn't really affect me too much.
Yeah, I mean, I like Beetlejuice, but I also like the cartoon a lot. Simply because of how zany it was. But I mean, I'm not clamoring for a sequel, honestly. So I don't know. No, well, do you watch Sesame Street still? You look like a Sesame Street guy.
No, I don't.
They struck a 5-year deal with HBO to where they will premiere on HBO. And then 9 months later, come out on PBS. But they're going from their regular production of 18, I think 30 or 32 a year, which, you know, this has caused a lot of controversy I've seen on my Facebook. Because everyone's like, oh, you have to pay for HBO to watch these kids shows. And I'm like, well, not really. You just have to wait to watch them on HBO or on PBS. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Sesame Street, I'm pretty sure was about to go belly up. Because I don't see them making a lot of money anymore. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if HBO is giving them money to make twice as many episodes, and they're still going to air on PBS, I think it sounds like a fan-fucking-tastic deal.
Yeah, I mean, this is just kind of exactly how children watch shows. I mean, I'm surprised anyone has patience for not on-demand TV. I don't know. I guess scheduled television. I mean, I don't know how children could just not have the attention span to deal with all this. So children fucking, what I'm trying to get to here, all this verbal garbage here is kids love binge watching stuff. They love watching kid shows on Netflix. Like, kids are freaking crazy and they can rewatch the same 20-minute episode like 30 times in a day, and for some reason their brain doesn't turn to mush like mine would. So I think Sesame Street being on a streaming service is a really, really good move for HBO. It sounds like they're want to start acquiring content that they don't necessarily make, which is kind of a big step for HBO. You know, this standalone streaming service was a big deal for them. You know, I'm starting to consider possibly getting it. You know, I want to get a better look at the library, and it seems like it's been out for long enough that they got some of the kinks worked out. So I'm going to consider possibly getting HBO streaming service because I love cutting the cord. So I think them getting some stuff is good. I'm not going to watch it. I mean, yeah, it's Sesame Street.
I mean, parents are paying to watch Game of Thrones and all their adult shows. Like, why can't you also have kids stuff on there as well?
Yeah, so they're definitely going to need some sort of parental filters for HBO Go.
Yeah, so I'm really kind of excited to see where that goes, and I'm glad that, you know, Sesame Street that's quality children's television. Like, if I had kids, I would make them watch Sesame Street. And I'm glad they're getting money to do it. So that's just my take on it. That's all the news for today. But I got something special that I wanted to do last week, but we totally forgot because we had too many shows going on.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new iTunes review that made me laugh my ass off. User HF605 wrote in. He's written in several times, I think, on emails and whatnot. Here's an iTunes review. Are you ready for this?
Yes, okay. Prepared.
These guys bring the thunder. How much thunder, you ask? All of it. If Chuck Norris were to enter the comic book movie business by roundhouse kicking a comic book in front of a camera so hard the supervillains fell off the page and onto the ground, these guys would be the only podcast equipped to handle the podcasting about the several billion-dollar franchise such a testosterone-fueled beast of an epic film would become. That's a hell of a sentence. They give us everything from current news, informed speculation, discussion of the newest rumors and gossip, exciting dishes of trailers, and some of the best Comic-Con coverage one could hope for to hear. I would put these guys against the Nerdist for comic news any day. Jump on board this speeding locomotive of exquisite movie news, reviews, and updates now. You'll find every reason in the world to love the show. I know I do. But we love you too.
Oh, that is fantastic. Applause. Yes. That was wonderful. I wish we could get one of those a week. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I was on iTunes. I just searched this up, and that popped up. And once, like, the Chuck Norris thing got me, but then when I'm like throwing us up against the Nerdist, like, that's what we hope for.
Like, yeah, that's hardcore, man.
That's, I mean, if our end goal is to hopefully be like them one day, but you know, cooler. So it sounds like we're on the right path.
That is awesome. That is excellent.
Yeah. So thank you, HF605.
Yeah, if anyone else out there wants to leave us a review, please feel free. It's really easy to find us on iTunes. Just search us Superhero Slate, and we'll pop right up.
Yeah, and you know, 5 stars, 2 stars, I don't care how many stars, just write something.
Yeah, I'm assuming if you're going to the effort to review us, you like what you're listening to.
Yeah, and also I'd like to point out our listener Jacob Hinshaw wants Mike to have a few Tic Tacs because of his bad breath.
Yeah, I think I pointed that out last week's show, but I guess we should be crediting it to the person that apparently can smell my breath through the microphone.
Yeah, well, he's definitely not wrong, Mike. So,
sorry, deal with it.
So
the budget won't allow for Tic Tacs.
Yeah, we don't really know what to do about that. Apparently, we have a couple more YouTube comments as well, talking about Inhuman Lash being the new villain of season 3. That was Arm from episode 25. Totally excited. He's in the series now. And then on episode 27, someone says Doom looks like crap, and you know they weren't wrong.
Yeah, we can very much agree with that, and I think that that locomotive that's going by your place is agreeing with it too.
Yeah, I live right by a fucking train track. You get used to it, actually.
So, doesn't this rail company that's delivering goods all across America understand that there's two guys here trying to record a podcast about superheroes and comic books?
I need to put down gates on the train track that says podcast recording in session.
Yeah, please stop. And I'll put something on the roof so no planes fly over me, and I'll put something down the street so that fire truck, you know,
won't go on.
I'll be like, you can put your siren on, bro. You can put the lights on and everything. Just turn it down a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
We're trying to do some news over here.
Yeah, we're up on 11. You need to be down about 3 right now.
Yeah. You know, Chris, if you do end up doing that, and I really hope you end up posting those signs, where could our listeners find out that you did that?
Oh, you're going to find them on Twitter, at Valdan, V-A-L-D-A-N. I'm just going to give me some ideas for this week. I got a pretty light week coming up. So, or you can go to Comic UI and find some other stuff there at comicui.com or on Facebook. Where can they find you, Mike, when you're putting the signs up on your roof and happen to fall off?
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to see a picture of me in a cast at a hospital, a good place to check would be at Mike Royer Design on Twitter or Instagram. And as always, you can read my webcomics over at pickledcomics.com.
How'd your Fantastic Four one do this week? I thought it was pretty funny. I had a lot of people like it.
Yeah, I got some pretty good chuckles. I love it when people say it's funny, because most of the time I end up staring at these things for so long. I'm like, is this funny? I've read this joke 1,000 times. Is this funny?
Yeah.
But so when I put it out there and I get some giggles, that's all I'm looking for. Just some giggles.
So, you know, as always, visit us on superheroslate.com. I like going there, honestly. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, I don't know how to podcast. I'm like, you don't have to know how to podcast to listen to us. Just go to our website, listen to it in the browser, go to YouTube. You can watch it on there. You don't have to subscribe or even have an iPhone.
Yeah, YouTube's got pictures too.
Yeah.
You can visually see what we're talking about.
Yeah. Where else, you handle a lot of our social media sharing. Where else can they find us, Mike?
Well, we are at so many places. We, like you said, we are on iTunes, we are on YouTube, we are on SoundCloud, we're on Tumblr. You can subscribe to us via email and get stuff directly to your inbox if that's the way you like to roll. But you can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. There is every facet of the internet we are connected to. We want you guys to be able to listen, so just go out there and search us, and just leave us a comment, let us know if you like it, and we will definitely keep doing it.
Yeah, especially leave us a comment. We like these funny ones. I'm going to go back to that. We like a good funny comment, so make us giggle.
Yeah, you know, I want to give our viewers a little, if they're still tuned in here after news has been long and gone for a couple minutes now, on my end of the podcast, the power went out at my apartment. At some point during this podcast, while we were in the middle of talking about something. So if anyone out there leaves a comment while they're listening to this, let us know if you can spot where the power went out. Be super sleuth. Listen closely. Let's see how good of an audio editor Chris is on his end. See if he can blend this seamlessly. Or, I don't know, this could be really bad. They could be like, oh, no, it definitely went out of sync here. This is just totally weird. Be like, no, we were just talking like normal.
Yeah, our segues are not an excuse for bad editing. That's just us. So, that's really all I got this week. I mean, that's about it. D23 is finished up. I don't know what we have to look forward to this week, but usually the quietest weeks usually bring the most information, I find.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got anything else you want to add?
No, man, I'm going to go... I don't know. I'm going to do something. There's no True Detectives long and over on Sunday, so I don't know what I got to look forward to today.
Yeah. That sounds about right. So, well, I guess we'll see you guys next week. I'm only one show this week, so we'll do something else.
All right. Well, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe.